Thank you, Dave. As was mentioned, Doug is in Greece, and Jana and Drew are on their way to meet him as we speak. That's kind of exciting. The work they'll do and the relationships that Doug has made there in the body. It's kind of neat to think about this. Far different place. I've never been to Greece. A vastly different culture. People speak a different language. But at an hour of this day, they will meet like we are.
Yes, sir.
And worship Jesus and encourage one another and build relationships. And that is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
And that's what I'd like to talk about this morning is relationships. We need each other. Relationships are important. Ecclesiastes that Dave just read paints a beautiful picture of how we need relationships and their beauty. God did not intend life to be walked alone. There are many different important relationships in our life, starting with our parents, the siblings, our friends, our spouse, and the most important, God. My main point today is simply this. You need to evaluate your relationships. And you need to make sure that your most important relationships are in the body, and they're strong, and they're proper.
Amen.
It's interesting to note, and I read this a long time ago, psychologists have done studies about the type of relationships we have in life. And I read an article many years ago where a man showed how what psychologists have come to understand about our relationships was demonstrated by Jesus in the Bible. We have in life about 50 to 200 casual friends. Jesus had the disciples. We have the body. A psychology study I read examined relationships and said, you really can't know more than about 150 people. You may know names, but you can't really know more than just about 150 people. So if you have 500 Facebook friends, you don't really have 500 friends. The next level is we generally have 7 to 12 social friends. That's friends with whom you spend a great deal of time. And as we see, Jesus chose the 12 apostles, traveled with them, and spent a large amount of time with those 12 that he worked with. Inside that circle, we tend to have 3 to 5 special friends. Closest friends outside the closest few we have. People that we really understand and know very well. And then we have 1 to 3 dearest loved ones. That's a best friend or two. A spouse. Of the 3 to 5 special friends, Jesus had Peter, James, and John. But it's also noted that, just like us, Jesus had one close friend, the one Jesus loved, as John is called. And then lastly, not in the psychologist relationship circles that they draw, but in ours, is our relationship with God, in Jesus. And obviously, your spiritual relationship is the most important. Jesus and God should be our best friends.
Amen.
We all should have, in a healthy life, relationships at all these levels. And Jesus did because he demonstrated us how to live the best, healthy, proper spiritual life. One note I want to mention, especially about young people, is having many friends does not necessarily mean you have real friends. Some people have plenty of casual friends, but no close friends. There's been a couple stories in the news over the last several months of some very popular young people that committed suicide. A lot of things may have contributed to this, but I think one possibility is while they were very popular and had lots of casual friends, they didn't have anyone they could really turn to and get support from. So the right friends are important. And I want to go through a list of scriptures, some wise points in the Word of God that gives us some cautionary instructions about friends. Proverbs 18:24, A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Do not associate, Proverbs 22:24-25. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 119:63. And this is David speaking. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And then Job chapter 2. And I won't read the passage, I encourage you to. But Job had three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. They planned and came together to travel to see Job. They wept out loud, tore their clothes, sat on the ground 7 days and 7 nights without saying a word because they saw the pain he was in. That's a friend.
Yes.
Now, they got in some trouble when they opened their mouths.
Yes.
But they were still good friends. And I think that's why God did not kill them or do other things for their mistakes. Because while they were wrong in what they said about what God was doing, they were right to be good friends. We need friendships in the body of Christ. Very simply put, there's three types of people you're going to run into. Non-Christians, cultural Christians, and dedicated Christians. Well, obviously non-Christians are all those that don't associate themselves with Christ at all. But then there's cultural Christians. Those are people who associate themselves with the name of Christ, but have no spiritual involvement or activity or life. They are Christian for a cultural reason. Maybe it was handed down to them. Maybe everybody around them is. And then there are the dedicated Christians. People active and living to serve Christ to some degree. Which is hopefully all of you in this room.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's important to have dedicated Christian friends in the body of Christ. Romans 12:10 tells us, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And down in verse 15, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We are to share each other's lives with devotion to one another. We're to be the best friends each has. Now, in the body, there are going to be different levels of friendships. And I know this whole exercise is a little bit odd. You just kind of go about your life and just make friends, right? You have some friends are close, some are not. You may not give it a lot of thought. But it's worthwhile to think about who you have relationships with. In the body, you're going to have relationships with spiritual peers. Someone you're spiritual equal on the same level you are. You should have relationships with Christians that may be more mature than you. That can help and encourage you. And there's going to be people you have relationships with that may be less mature than you are in your walk. And there's someone that you could help and encourage.
Yes.
And then there are going to be the non-Christians outside the body. Those not interested in being disciples. Well, hopefully your closest friends are those that are Christians and strongly spiritual. The inner circle should be composed of those who have a strong spiritual desire to serve Christ. Those peers that can encourage you. And those that are stronger that can challenge you. And to be perfectly honest, this is a changing thing. Originally, this lesson was going to be Grant and I both up here at the same time. We were going to talk about our relationship since we've known each other since 1974 here at Camp Hill. And I'll tell you, there's been times when we've been peers, And there's been times when he's been stronger and helped me, and there's been times when I've been stronger and helped him. That's often the way it is in the Christian walk. We're not at any one point all the time. Then when you are a mature Christian, you can reach out to help others. Consider who you can disciple. That is, who you can encourage and challenge and help to grow. Those you seek to help should be in the outer circles of your relationships, not the closest friends. So you need to evaluate where you're at and your relationships. This is a healthy thing to do. How do you have the right friends? First of all, God is first in your life. Amen. That's a must be. Almost any subject we can talk about here, that's going to be the first answer. God first in your life. When you have the right relationship with God, other relationships are better. Christian friendship should be a priority. Love and care for others, but that comes second. Your deepest relationships need to be with spiritual people. Amen. Be one. You want to have friends, be one. Invest time. All relationships take time. Be here and other places where Christians hang out. That's a phrase still used today. At services, classes, after services. My goodness, the door doesn't close here for an hour and a half or two sometimes after services. Hang around afterwards. Fellowships. We're going to have a meal today. Come downstairs and spend some time with others. Life groups. House to house. Maybe in a small group or just having somebody over or going to someone's house. Doing ministries and service projects with others. Hanging with a few friends at a time that means something to you, and one-on-one with somebody. Spend the time here and with people in the body to build the relationships you need to have. The next one, and this is one we often don't think about, is get help. Ask others, maybe someone you look up to in the body. Ask for prayers here as a congregation or of individuals that you know. Yes. Get counseling and guidance. Any of the elders or their wives and many others here are available to talk to about how you can build the relationships you need if you feel or know that you don't have them. Do not walk alone. If you do, Satan will put his sights on you, because that is exactly what he wants.
Yes, he does.
And the bullet point I had first is the one I have last, and that's God first. God must be at the center of our lives while we work on relationships. Your spiritual relationship with God is the most important. It's the most unique. This is the one relationship that has no boundaries. God is there 24/7 and never leaves. He knows your every thought. You can speak to him at any time. You can speak to him all the time. He loves you like no other ever has, even more than you do. He made you. God wants to be your God. God wants to be your Savior. And God wants to be your friend.
Amen, sir.
James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. Revelation 3:19-22. And this is talking about Jesus. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Yes, John 15, 13 through 17. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Amen. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love one another. And James chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. It's up to you. Take action. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate the relationships in your life. Are you where you want to be? Evaluate your relationship with God. If needed, make changes.
Yes, sir.
Do what is necessary to spend the right time with the right people. Get help from mature Christians, from the elders, through prayer, and I'll say it one more time, put God first. Right now is the time to begin any evaluation or changes you need to make. If you are not best friends with God, think about changing your life right now. If you're not a Christian, by considering beginning the path to become a Christian. Or if you need to, rededicate yourself to Christ. Because when you do this right and we have the relationships we need, it is a beautiful thing and nothing can get in our way.
Yes.
There'll be nothing that can stop God. There'll be nothing that can stop the Camp Hill Church of Christ. There'll be nothing that can stop each of you in your life as you serve Him. So if you have any needs, we do things a little bit differently now. The elders will be in the back, the entrance to the lobby. So if you have any needs, you can come back there and I'll be there and the elders will be there to meet with you.
Amen. Let's stand.